beginning that first sound nice and open and relaxed. One, two, ready, go. Your measure five, just more present so we know that that line continues. You're picking up where they left off. And then the mellophones in baritone one pick up from where the lower baritones leave off. Okay, now we're to measure 12. So you're either playing whole note, half note, or half note, whole note. And you probably already worked these out, the split parts in soprano one, the split part in mellophone, and those are the two split parts. So if you're playing whole note, half note, into the 4-4, can I hear that? Those that play whole note, half note, into the 4-count note in measure 13. Okay, whole note, half note, into measure 13. One, two, ready, go. So we've got a D over here to the E flat, and the E flat sustains over. We have F to G to the A flat. Then we have a D to E flat to, that should be a tie. It's not a tie on mine. It probably isn't on yours either. So you should just sustain that E flat. You don't have to re-attack it in the measure of four. In the mellophone, D to E flat. Who else has that? F to G to E flat, F to E flat to C, and contrabass we're not worrying about. So your first note here is a D, an F, a D, an F, or a D. Okay, let's hear those. Same people? One, two, ready, go. Okay, the people that have half note, whole note, whole note. Half note, whole note, whole note. And this is baritone one, the lowest split in the mellophone, and the lowest split in soprano one. Okay, one, two, ready, go. Okay, both, all the parts together now. One, two, ready, go. Okay, let's take it now with a mezzo forte, just a mezzo forte, nice and relaxed. One, two, ready, go. Okay, now take it down to a mezzo piano. One, two, ready, go. You can hear a little more each time we take it softer. You can hear a little more colors. Those colors can't go away when you start to play louder. Okay, let's take it. Take the same thing as written at the volume written, fortissimo, and the release should be at fortissimo. Okay, so it's double forte. Once you get over the bar line into the 4-4, you crescendo it to 3F. So it's one, two, three, four, five, six, louder, 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 breath. Okay, let's take that. 2F, crescendo the 4-4 to the breath. One, two, ready, go. Okay, job for me. Let me stand back a little bit. You're driving me back. Now, when you crescendo, could you please think about opening the throat more? So get the grapefruit or the basketball in there. As you're pushing the air louder, you've got to open up more so the sound doesn't start to disintegrate. It should open up more. So when you release, we should be able to hear that note ring even after you've taken the breath in to stop the note. So you need to think about opening up more and not tightening up. You can't be putting a lot of tension in the chest. You've got to relax from up here. If you were standing up, I'd be saying lift from the hips, lift from the hips. Get all the weight off the bottom part of the body, lift. Lift up, okay? Make it sound relaxed. Same measure, the 6-4 to the 4-4 to the breath. 1, 2, ready, go. So the sound went from this big to this. And because that happened over here, it took out the entire brass wire. So you've got to either not push as fast or be able to open up more and understand what's happening to your sound when you start to play louder. Let's take it again. 1, 2, ready, go. Trumpets, we might have 2 playing trumpet 1. You know, we have 7 playing trumpet 2 and 10 playing trumpet 3. That's how to balance it, because those higher frequencies, you're going to hear those over everything else in the ensemble. So that's why we need the people on top to be the lightest. Okay, let's take that again, the 6-4 into the 4-4. The smaller the horn, the lighter you have to play. 1, 2, ready, go. See, that was so much better. You didn't play it as loud that time, but it was much more engaging because it was in balance. It had beautiful color, beautiful tone quality. And that's what I mean when I say you have to understand how far you can take a dynamic before you go over the edge and it just starts to take everybody else out in the section and everybody else in the ensemble. That was nice. Let's try that again. Same way. 1, 2, ready, go.